Right now, we are joined by a linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. He was your 2018 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. He led the league with a team record 163 tackles last season. He led all linebackers with 7 sacks last season. Second player in league history with more than 150 tackles and 7 sacks. He had 4 forced fumbles and 2 interceptions last year. He was the 36th pick overall in 2018 out of South Carolina State. Indy's going to open up against the Chargers September 8th. That's a CBS game. Darius Leonard is my guest. Darius, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, man. Good. So to lay those numbers out, Darius, you're coming off a massive season. When you come off a massive season like the one you just had, I know you're not going to look to take a victory lap. So how did you go about approaching the offseason?
I only just approach it like I do every single day. What you've done last year is nothing. Just go down with everything you got in the film room or on the weight room or on the football field. What you're going to practice at, you're going to give 110% after the last each and every day.
Right, so from a team standpoint, when you look at what the team accomplished, the fact that you guys were completely able to turn things around after a 2-5 start and not only make the playoffs but advance in the playoffs, does it feel like to you that you laid a foundation for something special going forward?
Yeah, well, we think so, because, I mean, like you said, we started off a little slow, then we got it going. It just shows the character of our team that we're not going to quit and that we trust each other and we trust Frank Wright, what he got going on, and we hope to continue that sort of success.
Darius Leonard is joining us once again. You know, when I look at you and I look at the other members of that defense, the thing that really sticks out to me is the toughness and the physicality. When I look at your offensive line, you've got some tough, nasty dudes in that group as well. So in your opinion, how much of that team is defined by physical play and flat-out dominating the opponent?
I mean, a lot of it, because, I mean, that's what we thrive on, is being physical and making plays. And like you said, our offensive line is doing very well, and our D-line is doing well. So, I mean, that's where it starts. It starts up front, both sides of the ball. So if the up front is playing good on both sides of the ball, that means you can have success all over the field.
We're talking to Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard. You know, in the introduction, I read off some of your accomplishments from last season. Listen, the truth is, if I read all of them, we may not have time for this conversation, because that literally was one of the best seasons a player has had in league history, literally. And you did that in 15 games while dealing with an ankle issue. But afterwards, you were talking about everything that you didn't do. Here's a quote. I wasn't named MVP. I wasn't a Super Bowl champion. I wasn't a Pro Bowler. End quote. How much does all of that motivate you then coming into this season?
It motivates me a whole lot, because, I mean, as a football player or as a man, you got goals that you set in life. And once you don't reach them goals, you want to just keep striving to reach them. So each day that I go work out, each day that I watch film, that's what's in the back of my head, is reaching the ultimate goal as a Super Bowl champion, being the MVP, and being in the Pro Bowl. And once I reach them goals, that's when I set new goals to become the best player in the NFL.
All right, so you made no secret of the fact that there is a chip on your shoulder. You and I have talked in the past about how that got there and about how at times you were overlooked. Is there any part of you, when you come off a year like you just had, is there any part of you that feels like maybe that chip has gotten a little bit smaller after you showed what you could do last year? Or, I'm not even finished with the question, you're already answering it. It sounds like it's as big as ever,
yeah.
Is it?
I definitely still have that big chip on my shoulder. Like I just said, I haven't accomplished all of my goals. I mean, I still get overlooked. I still get trash talked about. So, I mean, yes, I still have a point to prove, and I still have that chip to prove that I belong in the NFL and I could be one of the top linebackers in the league.
Darius Leonard joining us. Now, it goes back, right? Like you've said in the past, that chip goes back to something that happened to you way back in the day. You were playing baseball. You were hitting in the cage. And a coach says to you, quote, son, your dad was good, and he was fast. What the hell happened to you? End quote. Darius, what do you remember about that, and what kind of an impact did that have on you?
I remember it was my 10th grade year playing baseball, and my best friend was out there just hitting extra. And I just remember the coach coming up, Coach Chad Herlong coming up. And when he said it, my pride and everything was broken, and I never wanted to hear the words again, because, I mean, I felt embarrassed, and I felt like that I was useless. So I just worked hard from then on out and said I was going to never hit a worse than anyone else.
Did you ever double back? You find that, Coach? You guys ever have a conversation about that after the fact?
Oh, yeah. We laugh about it now. We have a good time about it. I tell him I appreciate it. He always laughs and says, well, if we want to leave, you want to be describing who you are today. So we always joke about it and tell each other.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for not believing in me, Coach. How you like me now? But I know you're not going to say that to him. Darius Leonard joining us. Earlier in the offseason, I'll say it for you. You were back in your hometown of Lakeview, South Carolina, for Darius Leonard Day, and you were back more recently to host a football camp. What's it mean to you to have the entire town behind you and supporting you, and then for you to be able to give back the way you have?
It means a lot when you have the whole town behind you because, you know, you're not just playing this game for myself or my family. You're playing it for the whole community just to let kids know that if I can make it, you can make it, especially coming from where we came from and seeing the whole city being behind me just brings joy to my face. And coming back, seeing kids with number 53 jerseys on, it just means a lot. And just having a camp, I mean, giving back is something that I really take pride in because, I mean, I didn't have a whole lot growing up, and I know the kids who's back in the city doesn't have a whole lot, so why not just go back and give what I didn't have to someone who want to have something.
Darius Leonard joining us. You know, in terms of the statement you just made that you did not have a lot growing up, you did a video with the team's website where you showed everybody around Lakeview. You and I have talked about that journey in the past, but Lakeview is a town of less than 800 people. So for those who do not know, what was the life like growing up there? And is that a situation where everybody knows everybody?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Lakeview, man, it was great. I mean, especially for a kid like me who didn't have too much, and I could easily walk around the whole town of Lakeview in a day, just go play basketball with friends, go to the baseball field, hit in the baseball field, like just messing around and knowing that I was safe because everybody in Lakeview knows everybody and everybody looked out and cared for each other. So growing up in a small town with everyone knowing everyone is pretty good unless you're trying to have something, you know, you're going to get out by the time you get home, but besides that, Lakeview is one great, loving community.
Well, Darius, the thing about that is it's a small town, but at least in Lakeview, at least you have the lake life, right? You can hang out by the lake. Wait, there's not an actual lake there, is there?
No, we have a pond. it's crazy that it's called Lakeview, but we do not have a lake. We just have a big old mill pond.
So it's Lakeview, but there is no lake. Let's be very clear about that. There is no lake in Lakeview, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but what you do have is the Four Points restaurant. So when you hit up the Four Points restaurant, you have that double cheeseburger. How big is that thing, and how good is that thing?
Man, it's probably, I'd say it's about 4 to 6 inches tall. And, I mean, it's really good. The best burgers you'll ever have besides going anywhere else.
Is it a cheat meal for you these days, or is that just fuel? Is that a regular meal?
Oh, no, it's a cheat meal. It's about $2.50. So, yeah, it's pretty cheap.
No, do not cheap. Cheat, like a cheat day or a cheat meal.
Oh, a cheat day. Oh, yeah, most definitely. It's definitely a cheat day. I only can eat them maybe once or twice while I'm home. I can't eat them like I used to back in high school.
Darius Leonard joining us. You know, in that same piece, you talk about some of the activities back in the day, including chasing cows and horses. What is the technique involved in dealing with a cow? I've seen you get after quarterbacks. What is the technique involved in getting after a cow?
You know, they're very similar. You want to keep, because, I mean, when the cows get out, you got to point them back to the right direction. So you got to get in front of them, pin the hip, make sure they don't go around you, and then try to chase it back to the open gap or the open hole in the fence. And you kind of just got to have a lot of bit of athleticism, be able to move side to side.
I would imagine once you've done that, that pretty much eliminates any fear involved in running down a running back, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I can stand in front of a cow or bull, I definitely think I can stand in front of a running back. So, yeah.
As I mentioned, he's coming off one of the best years that a player's ever had in the NFL. He led the team, or led the league with the team record, 163 tackles. He was the 2018 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and getting ready to do it again, Darius Leonard, my guest. Darius, great to have you back. Always good to talk to you on this show. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you, Darius. I love that story. He grew up in a town of 800, and in his second year, just his second year now, but last year, 2018 NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, and his numbers were astronomical. And they overcame that 2-5 start. They made the postseason, and they advanced. Talking a little Colts football.